The Shrieker of the House of Representatives, Nancy Winebox, Nancy Pelosi, is going to attempt today to turn the United States of America, which is a banana republic, in figuratively speaking, into an actual banana republic. She is actually going to attempt today to unseat the duly elected president of the United States via subsection 3 of the 25th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. This she's going to attempt to do because president is incapacitated. Wax on, wax off. All roads lead to Putin. Incapacitated. A fair reading of the 25th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States will show you that you can't invoke the 25th Amendment without the Vice President and the President of the Senate, whether that is the President pro tempore, meaning someone that's there in case the Vice President can't be there, or whether it's the Vice President. You have to have the Vice President, and you have to have a majority of the Cabinet or the Executive Officers of State of the United States. Pelosi doesn't have either of the two. So she's going to try today to invoke the clause that says that other duly elected or commissioned bodies in the 25th Amendment. So what she will do today, now she actually goes through with this. Folks, this is a historical moment. This has not happened in the history of the United States. There has never, well, the 25th Amendment was ratified in 1968, okay? Proposed in 1967, ratified in 1968, with the memory of Franklin Delano Obama Roosevelt and him in his three terms, going into a fourth term, with the revelation that he was suffering polio and that he was basically a cripple of sorts at the time, and that he was not able to discharge some of the functions of his office because of his age and the debilitating polio that he suffered. This is why the 25th Amendment was proposed and then was ratified, apparently gleefully by the states, because it only took like 15 months for it to be ratified. So the gist of the 25th Amendment then is a president that would be sick, a president that would be, there would be an attempt to assassinate, but maybe he would survive. Let me bring Mr. Barrett in here on this. So the president, if somebody tried to assassinate him and he survived the assassination attempt, maybe he's convalescing in a hospital, he's fighting for his life, the doctors don't know whether he's going to live or whether he's going to die. These are the conditions under which the 25th Amendment would be invoked.
Yep. And excuse me. So with that being said, the fact that Nancy is running around bringing, of course, they brought this up a couple of times. This all stems back to the New York Times article, I believe, from 2018. It was a couple.
Oh, they've been talking 25th Amendment for a long time.
Ever since he got into office, essentially, for some reason or another,
Unstable. Yeah. The president is not mentally well.
I think they tried to do it one time because of his tweets. So they've been mentioning the 25th Amendment for pretty much anything. It seems like that's their failsafe. After impeachment and after collusion and after pretty much every other thing that they've thrown at him at this point. So it doesn't shock me, because she's also going off the ignorance of the American people that don't understand the complicated procedure. They just think, oh, the 25th Amendment, yeah, mental incapacitation, so we'll just remove them.
They think that they're reliving season 3 of 24.
Now,
yep. when President yep. Palmer had the 25th Amendment invoked against him, and Powers Booth yep. was the vice president.
Powers Booth.
And became president, and then ultimately came to see the error of his ways. I want to play for you guys the soundbite of the Shrieker of the House actually talking about this and promising to do it yesterday. She does a press conference every Thursday. So does the minority leader. And this is what she said.
When we hear people saying I'm young and I'm a perfect specimen, instead of addressing the fact that 50,000 people were infected, reported to be infected yesterday, nearly 1,000 people died. What are we talking about here? Tomorrow, by the way, come here tomorrow. We're going to be talking about the 25th Amendment, but not to take attention away from the subject we have now.
This is while she has a pumpkin. I guess it's a no. It's the great pumpkin Charlie Brown. She has a great pumpkin Charlie Brown mask on here. Come here. It's 1,000 people die. I didn't know that Congress is in charge of death, number one. Number two, can you tell me how many people died on October the 8th, 2019?
That would be nice to know.
How many people died?
If now we're taking daily tracks of who's dead and who's not.
Right. How many people died on October the 8th, 2018? 2017, 1917. Do you know how many people died? Are you saying that no one died?
Well, yeah.
In previous years?
Nope. It just started when Trump got into office.
Right.
Just like everything else.
So the president's son, Don Trump Jr., was the first one to tweet this out yesterday and saying, did I just hear the Speaker of the House say she is going to remove my father as the president of the United States. Folks, I thought Joe Biden was up 16 in the polls.
They sure aren't acting.
They're not acting like he's up 16 in the polls. Yep. They're not acting like the election of a successor is imminent. As a matter of fact, Richard, what they're acting like is that the election is a foregone conclusion. Trump's going to be reelected, so we need to start working now to remove this guy, to remove him from office.
Mm-hmm.
In all of my 29 years of covering politics, this is my seventh presidential election that I've covered. I have never witnessed anything that is remotely like this. And I was telling, we drove up here yesterday with Michael Hitchburn in our car, so we had a chance to talk about a lot of this. And Mr. Hitchburn was like, "I'm telling you, they need to invoke sedition laws, and they need to just go." Now, if I'm the president, I'm going to send a Secret Service to the Speaker's residence or wherever it is that this lunatic sleeps in D.C., and I'm going to go and have her arrested.
Yep.
I would go and I would say, "I heard you say yesterday you're going to invoke the 25th Amendment." Now, there is a rumor, Mrs. O'Connell. Do we have do you have the text of the on Twitter last night? The Democrats were leaking out what they actually intend to do.
Is it from the
actual
Democrats?
They're going to form a committee, right? They're going to form a committee to. So if you read the 25th Amendment, it says executive officers, the vice president, the president of the Senate pro tempore, and any other committee of government. So apparently they're going to try and form a committee today in the House of Representatives. They're going to use she's going to use her majority. They're going to form a committee, and in forming the committee, then they're going to vote to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove the president. Now, my question is, so you're going to remove Trump to put Pence in?
And then we'll form another committee and we'll get rid of Pence.
And then you're going to reform another committee to remove Pence? Under what mental disability does Pence suffer?
He got a fly in his hair. That clearly states that he should be removed from office.
So then you're going to remove Pence, and then you're going to appoint yourself?
Queen Nancy.
I mean, Banana Republic, an actual Banana Republic doesn't even attempt to do this.
No.
I have an idea. Why don't you just get the military force the forces that you think you have at your disposal. Why don't you just go to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and arrest him?
Just get your Antifa goons. Get them all together, right? Because they've been talking about this. They want this, so they might as well just... Let's just skip all the niceties at
this
point. Yeah,
skip the formalities of the 25th Amendment and just let's have a good old-fashioned coup.
Let's just do not pass go. Go straight to coup. Let's stop with all this.
But, folks, I want you to understand that what we're seeing here today here in the United States has no parallel in history, not in the United States, and have in the U.K., in any democracy, if you will. It doesn't have any parallel whatsoever. What you're seeing here now is, and I keep asking this question, what is it that Trump either... Okay, let's run through a couple of things. First, yesterday, president goes on Maria Bartiromo, Fox Business News, and tells Maria Bartiromo that, look, Maria, we have all the evidence we need. I'm asking the attorney general now. We have all the evidence that we need to arrest these people, to bring them up on charges, to indict them. We have all the evidence we need. There are things that you don't know. So the president, so Trump is talking to Maria Bartiromo, and he is making it sound as though indictments are imminent. Okay, so people in the morning yesterday are dismissing this as, well, what is he talking about? Is he talking about the newly released handwritten notes that are heavily redacted? Or is he talking about the Crossfire Hurricane notes that aren't so heavily redacted? What is it that he's talking about? Or is he just making things up because he's Trump, right? Orange man bad. This is in the morning. Shortly thereafter is when Pelosi comes out and says, "We're tomorrow. You come back here tomorrow. We're going to talk about the 25th Amendment." So we're driving across the United States on our caravan here, and we're hearing all this in real time, and we're thinking that okay, press. And before he went on with Maria Bartiromo. He went to the Rose. He went out in front of the White House, and he talked about what? The veterans. He talked about the VA and all the great stuff that he's done with the VA. And I fixed your health care, okay? You have great health care now thanks to me.